Welcome to The Review. We're checking out a film on the big screens this week, and we've sent Ash off, one of our very own angels, to check out Charlie's Angels this week.
I'm a bit taken aback by that intro. I don't know how to take that. That's very lovely. Thanks, Aaron.
Now, of course, Charlie's Angels is a title that many people will have recognised because there's been movies and TV shows, but tell us a bit about this movie.
Yeah, so this one, it's an all-new Charlie's Angels, and it all starts when a young systems engineer played by Naomi Scott, who was my favourite in, what's it called?
Aladdin.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's Princess Jasmine.
Yes, she was amazing. Well, this engineer blows the whistle on a technology that she's been working on, so she's like the smart chick, and it could be dangerous if it goes into the wrong hands. So Charlie's Angels are called into action. And they put their lives on the line to protect humanity from the danger they don't really even realise exists. So as well as Naomi Scott, it also stars Kristen Stewart and Ella Balinska.
There you go. Now, Kristen Stewart, people will know from the Twilight movies, amongst many other things as well. Ella, I've never heard of before, but there you go.
Yeah, she's actually an up-and-coming British actor, apparently.
There you go.
She hasn't done much in terms of big films before, so yeah. I think she did pretty well this time around.
Yeah. Now, were you a fan of the other Charlie's Angels movies? I imagine maybe not the TV show, a bit before our time.
All those perms. That's all I can remember of the TV series. Lots of perms. But no, I did enjoy the 2000 and again the 2003 reboot of Charlie's Angels, which had the likes of Drew Barrymore, Lucy Liu, and Cameron Diaz. And I kind of wish I did watch those films again before going into this one. Not because I feel like there was any like huge similarities, but I found myself in this film second guessing myself. Was that a reference, you know, to an old one?
So does this one connect to the other movies, or is this completely separate from them then?
I think, Aaron, that this film is a film of its own. I mean, in the beginning of this one, it did pay homage to some of the past films, but it's very much its own film. You can definitely go into this film not having seen the other films and still enjoy the story.
Now, let's get down to it. Did you enjoy this film?
Yeah, I think this was a fun, upbeat film, lighthearted. It had inspirational female characters without being cheesy because, you know, sometimes inspirational can cross into a lot of cheese there. But what I was pleasantly surprised about with this film is that they didn't rely on the actresses' sex appeal as women to be good at their jobs. So they're tough, they're strong, they're smart and savvy. And, of course, they have an amazing wardrobe. But they're very aspirational characters. They're not objects.
Yeah.
So that's probably one of my highlights of the film. And, of course, it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah, awesome. Now, is there anything you didn't like about the film at all?
Probably anything that I didn't like probably falls into the family-friendly filter. So why don't we go through that now? It is rated M for action violence, and I'm pretty sensitive to violence. For most of the hand-to-hand combat and gunfight scenes, I was kind of okay with that one. But there were a couple of scenes where some villains die in some pretty graphic ways. So I kind of, you know, like recoiled at that part and had to look away. So, yeah, that makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable. But also probably not for the younger ones. There is also a bit of swearing. It's not excessive. And in the context of some life and death situations, it makes sense. So it's not played for laughs or anything, but you do need to be aware of that. In terms of sexual content, I did find myself going, ooh, at one stage because I was like, you probably crossed a little bit of a line there. But one of the women was using her womanly charms to hit on a villain as a decoy for the other angels. And in the next scene, she also mentions in a more crass way, where I was kind of a bit surprised at how she was going to hook up with someone. So, yeah, that was a little bit uncomfortable again for me as well. But in terms of drinking, they do drink socially, but there's no excessive use. So that's definitely not one for the younger kids.
Yeah.
And definitely want to check out the trailer to see if it's like what age group is appropriate for your kids as well.
Now, back on the sexual references one, was there anything graphic or was it just more of a what she refers to?
It's more what she refers to. Okay. So you don't see anything, which is good. And as a younger kid, you know, I'm sure it would fly right over your head.
Yep.
Because she is kind of cryptic about it. But, yeah, it kind of made me go, oh, like, you know, get a bit embarrassed for her. She's just, like, so open about it. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, that really comes down to your kid's maturity level as well.
Yeah. So, overall then, is this a film that you are recommending? And if so, who to?
Okay, so if you love films that empower women in a non-sexual way, I think this film is going to be right up your alley. It's also got that fun vibe. It doesn't, at one stage actually, I thought it was going to finish, and then I got really excited because it kind of, like, the energy came back again as well. So it does have a very fast pace. It's action-packed if you love the action. So it might be a fun one to take your girlfriends along to, but certainly not suitable for anyone under, you know, say 10, I would say. But that's, of course, depending on what you think is good for your kids' maturity level, and definitely do some more research into that one. So perhaps young teens and above, but definitely not for the younger kids.
There you go. That's Ash's thoughts on Charlie's Angels, the brand new remake of that. Let us know what you thought of it and hit us up online. And as always, these are just Ash's thoughts, but do make sure you do your own research if you are thinking of heading to see it, particularly, as she said, if you are thinking of taking any teenagers along, but probably not one for the kids. This has been the review on Screen Talk.